So let's dive deep. Let's do it. The only thing I know is that I don't know anything. Are you really ready to look at yourself? You are seen, you are heard, you are loved.
Deep dive, deep dive, deep dive, deep dive, deep dive.
Cut all that out. Just say the deep dive with Adam Roa. I don't like any of that.
The Deep Dive with Adam Roa.
What's up, deep divers? Thank you for joining me for another episode of Deep Dive Musings. My name is Adam Roa, and it has been a month, maybe more, I don't know, since my last podcast release. And to be honest, the reason why it's been so long is because I have gone into a bit of my turtle shell. I've stopped putting out as much content. I have stopped putting out as much social media as I normally do. And the podcast has also taken a halt, as I have been going through one of the most difficult few months, I think, of recent memory. I feel like I have been struggling. You know, I'm not even quite sure what to say about it and how much detail to go into, but I do want to and desire to be transparent. I think you know that by now. I desire to be transparent with what is going on in my life, because I know that I'm not alone. I know that those of you out there who follow my content, those of you who listen to the podcast, and even those who don't, you know, we are all human. Among other things, we are definitely human, and there are some similarities of our experience that bind us together, that connect us. And for me, I've recognized that part of what binds us together is the struggle. And whether that is something that needs to be the case or not, I'm, you know, in the conversation around that. But for me, the last several months have been a struggle. I have had thoughts of suicide. Not really from the space of, oh, I want to kill myself. I haven't gone there. There's none of that. But there has been very real thoughts of just not wanting to be here. Not wanting to be on this planet. Not wanting to be doing this thing again. This life experience. And I've been dealing with that. I've been going into my process around that. And if anyone can relate to this, I refer to it as soul fatigue. And it's funny because I recognize and have had reflected to me by a lot of people that souls don't fatigue. So it's not my soul that's actually fatigued. But I call it that because it feels like it's more than just Adam Roa in this human life feeling tired. It feels like there's a part of me that is exhausted from all the lifetimes, from all the energy and all of the infinite timelines and realities of living the human experience, of living with this purpose of wanting to elevate the planet and seeing so many things that often cause me to feel overwhelmed, like it's a lost cause, that it's hopeless, that I'm hopeless, that I'll never be free of this struggle. And I have been working so hard to move through it. And what that looks like for those of you who might be experiencing something similar, what that looks like for me in my life is I've reached out for help. I've reached out to people that I trust, that I love, and let them know, hey, this is what I'm going through. This is what is happening in my life right now. This is my emotional experience. This is my mental frustrations. And I'm not sure what to do because, you know, sometimes it'll happen for a day or two. Sometimes it'll happen for a week, but it's now been extending for a while. For those of you who watch The Art of Choosing Love, you're probably aware that, you know, towards the end of season one, I was having a real difficult time. I was going into overwhelm and breakdown. One of my biggest breakdowns happened towards the end of Bali, right in conjunction with my poem going viral. And the poem now has over 155 million views, and that has led to some of the most beautiful opportunities. And there's some amazing progress that's being made, if, for lack of a better word, in terms of my platform, the people who are listening to this, the people who are wanting the message about the art of choosing love and what that looks like. And at the same time, it's come with more requirements in a way, you know, to give you a little backstory. And it's funny because I'm, in a way, there's a part of me that's judging myself, not wanting this to be about complaining. And I promise that it's not complaining. It's simply sharing where I'm at. And every single day I receive countless messages, Facebook messages, Instagram messages, email messages, text messages, and WhatsApp messages, just messages from people that desire something. They desire, a lot of them are beautiful. A lot of them are just messages of support and desiring to let me know how much the content is impacting them. And there are 10 to 20 messages a day, depending on the content that I've put out, of people desiring to connect. People saying, hey, I'm struggling with this. Can you help me? People sending me messages saying, hey, I'd like to coach with you. People sending me messages saying, hey, I'd like you to speak at this event. People saying, I want to have you on my podcast. And I'm so grateful that that is happening. And at the same time, I've struggled with how to be with this intense desire that others have to connect with me and to have my energy in their sphere in some way, shape, or form. And I've been struggling with, you know, what season two of The Art of Choosing Love is going to look like. I've been struggling with how to turn this podcast into something that reaches more people, because I've been doing it now for over 2 years, and I've it's been such a passion of mine. It's not monetized. It is something that I do because I love it. And the fact that I stepped away from it for the last month is an indication of just how deeply I was examining what brings me joy. Because that's what I believe. And this is something that I want all of you to understand, which is that the beliefs that we hold about life, the beliefs that we hold about how to move through this human experience, they are often easier to uphold when things go well, when we're in great energetic spaces, when we are feeling in our highest vibe. And then, I'll speak for myself here, when I've been going through the difficulties that I have over the start of this year and the end of last year, it's a test of how deeply I can lean into my belief systems around how life operates, how I operate. And what that looks like is I believe that everything is happening for me. I believe that there is a way to move through the shadow that isn't a struggle, that doesn't cause suffering. I believe all of that to be true. And for myself, over these last few months, I have been, it feels like I've been in a battle of, can I hold on to that belief? Can I see it with that love and that light and that lens of awareness? Can I hold on to that? Because in the darkest moments, where it's been 3 weeks and I'm still in a kind of depressive state, when I'm still in that, am I able to still believe it's happening for me? When I feel like I am stuck in a loop that I can't seem to break out of, can I hold on to my greatest joy and highest excitement as my compass? Can I lean into the things that bring me pleasure instead of searching out the things that are causing me pain and focusing on them? Because where our attention goes, energy flows. If I'm focusing on all of the pain and the suffering that I feel in my system, I will stay in that loop. And a simple practice that is helpful is to be in gratitude, different exercises of gratitude, even if it's just every morning. What am I grateful for? And to be honest, I haven't done that yet this morning, so let's do it right now. I am so grateful for the people that I have in my life who support me and love me. I am so grateful for the fact that I am alive. This life is so beautiful, and I know it because I feel it in so many ways on so many days. And I recognize that a lot of my days recently, I have lost sight of that. I have desired more ease and grace in my flow, and when that doesn't seem to happen, the tendency can be to say, well, clearly this isn't working. Maybe I have something confused. Maybe I have it all wrong. And the intro of this podcast starts with a line, you know, the only thing I know is that I don't know anything. And that comes from the fact that I have been through so many death and rebirth processes in my life, specifically in the last 5 years, 6 years since my spiritual awakening, that have completely flipped my world upside down. Everything I thought I knew changed overnight. And so what's funny about that is there's such an empowerment in that, where it's like, well, just live and what arises, be with it and just continue to follow joy. And I'm recognizing now that it's placed a doubt in my system where when things are really hard, when things get really difficult and stay difficult for a while, there's this nagging doubt in the back of my head. Well, what if you have it all wrong? What if everything you believe to be true about how this reality works, what if it's not? What if you've just been lucky up until this point? What if everything you've created, everything that you're doing is luck? Pure luck. And there's no real method to it. There's none of that. And even as I say that, I can feel the part of me that is wounded. The part of me that is in my victim. I hear it. I can feel it. As I voice it, I can feel it. There's a frequency to it. There's a palpability to those words and that belief system that I feel in my system, and it resonates at a point, at a level, and what it resonates, what it triggers in me when I say it is a sadness and a fear and a hopelessness. And the truth is, that's not me. I know that's not me in my core. And I know that because when I speak other things, like what I'm speaking right now, I can feel the resonance of it. I can feel the difference as it moves out of my system and out into the world. I can feel the difference. And I wonder now if you can feel the difference too, if you can feel what I'm speaking to, if you can feel the energy building in my system, if you can feel the frequency difference of me when I recognize that I do know that I create my reality. I do know that there are belief systems that I have cultivated over the years that are incredibly supportive and have worked. What has allowed me to become the person that I am, what has allowed me to make the money that allows me to make the show, that allows me to express myself artistically. I didn't get here by accident. I didn't get here by luck. I got here through a refinement process of my belief systems. I got here by working on myself over and over and over again, and finding the parts of me that were not serving, the belief systems that I was holding consciously or unconsciously that are not who I desire to be on this planet. Because here's the thing, we create our reality, which means that if you hold on to the idea that all of this is random, then all of it is random. And yet the paradox is that it's not random, because it's being created randomly because you hold the belief that it's random. And so I've struggled the last few months. And I've been in a deep state of inquiry, and I've reached out to people for help. I've said, I don't know what to do. I'm just letting you know where I'm at. And if anything comes through for you on how I can be supported. I welcome that. And that's the value of tribe. That's the entire reason I am creating the Art of Choosing Love as a community. That's why we have over 3,500 people in our Facebook group that are regularly communicating with each other and supporting each other. Because in my life, I have people that I can reach out to in these moments. And a lot of people don't feel like they do. And so if you're one of those people who desires more tribe, more people to support you, then please join the community. It's a starting place. It's not a replacement for in-person friendships and family and people that can hug you and say, I love you in person. I get that. And I'm working on figuring out ways to take this community offline and into quote unquote real life more and more. But it's a starting place, and it is valuable. You get to step into the medicine that is community and tribe. And what I've recognized over the last several weeks, as I've gained more and more clarity, because like I said earlier, where your attention goes, energy flows, and I've been putting a lot of my attention into what is going on inside of me. Why am I feeling so worn out, and why am I feeling so broken down? Why does it feel like everything is so hard right now? And I've been sitting in that, and I've been asking that question. I've been meditating on it. I've been journaling it. And what has come through for me is that a large part of what I'm feeling isn't even my own. I have declared myself a vessel for spirit to work through me on behalf of the collective to elevate this planet into deeper states of love. And what that means is, in order to reach people, I get to feel where people are at. We all have had that experience of someone telling us something and us thinking, you don't know me. You can't relate to my life. I know that feeling. I've experienced that. We all have, I believe, felt that at some point or another. Like, no one gets it. And so how can I get it if I'm not willing to feel what so many people on this planet are feeling? And if I'm honest, so many people on this planet are feeling broken down, overwhelmed, and feeling like it's all hopeless. Feeling like, what do I do? Will this pain ever end? Will it ever stop? I can have my moments of joy, and yet somehow, some way, I find myself back into this state of sadness and frustration. That is something that so many people can relate to. And so the work of turning our pain into purpose is in learning how to transmute that energy within ourselves. That's the work. If I can learn how to do it in myself, I become an example for other people of how to do it. For me, with my zone of genius of being such an intense analyzer, of being an architect of human consciousness, I have the ability to see what's happening inside of myself and see what's happening in the collective and match them up. And I choose to do that through art. And yet it starts with me knowing how to do it within myself. How do I transmute this energy, this sadness, this anger, this frustration? How do I transmute that into joy and love? How do I transmute that into something that's healing for myself? And by doing that, I create a blueprint for other people on how to do it for themselves. Because I can't do the work for anyone else. You cannot do the work for anyone else. You cannot care about someone else's life more than they do and expect them to change. People on this planet are suffering right now. And the reason they're suffering is because there's an internal shift that they have not yet embraced and taken hold of. And these last several months, I'm aware that there is an internal shift that is ready to take place in my system. There is an upgrade, there is an up level to how I move through the world, and I don't know what that is yet. But I know that I am going to create outlets for me to do that. And that is why I'm doing this podcast, by the way. 30 minutes ago, I was meditating and I was crying and I was asking for help. And the message that came through in that meditation was create an outlet so that the pain that you're feeling as you're bringing this through on behalf of the collective does not sit in your system and become ingrained in your cells. Because trauma, wounding, lands in the body and it will stay there if we don't move it out. And as I open my heart more, as I feel more of what's going on this planet, more of that is moving through my body. And if I don't create the systems, if I don't create the outlets for it to pass through with ease and grace, it will hold, it will become bottled up in my body. And then every day that I wake up, I'm feeling it more and more. And my goal right now is to turn it into art. I'm here in Bali. This is my first morning waking up in Bali. And I'm here in a creative music cocoon. I have not ever dove into music in the way that I am right now. And I don't even know what my sound is. I don't even know what music I'm going to be making. I just know that as far back as 6 or 7 months ago in an old journal entry, I saw the only thing I know is that I'm being asked to make music. And it's taken me 6 or 7 months to really create the space for it. And I'm scared. I'm scared that you won't like it. I'm scared that I won't be able to do it. There's definitely fears there that I am working on and recognizing and moving through. But I'm still answering the call. And through the doing, I will learn about myself. I didn't even know that I had fear around not being able to accomplish this goal of making amazing music. Until I stepped into here and I realized, wow, I have that. I can feel it. It's through the doing that we receive the feedback of the parts of ourselves that don't feel worthy of what we're doing. That's the medicine. That's the feedback loop that we can utilize to grow. And I'm recognizing that I have felt so much in my heart over these past several months. I have felt so much in my body the past several months, and I have my outlets. You know, I have poetry, I have music. I had season one of The Art of Choosing Love. We're starting season two. But as more of the collective pain is felt in my body, it is necessary for me now to create greater outlets. Imagine like you're a dam, right? And all this water is being backed up. Great. And now you use that water as energy, right? To produce energy. Now, what happens when there's a giant storm and that water builds up and builds up and builds up? If you don't allow more of it to pass through, it will break the dam down. The dam will not be big enough to hold it. There is a part of my system right now that has been operating at a really high level with the amount of energy I've been moving through. And as the platform has grown, as I've felt more of the human experience that's going on out there, as I've traveled the world more and more and touched base person to person and created the contact, as the Facebook group has grown and I've seen what people are struggling with, I am recognizing that it is time for me to upgrade my outlets, to turn the pain into purpose means that I get to upgrade the systems for that purpose. And so that's where I'm at. What that looks like tangibly is that I am diving in while I'm here for this month, especially, I'm committing to an extended morning practice. 90 minutes to 2 hours. That's going to include meditation, journaling, stretching, moving my body, doing yoga, vocal warm-ups. All of these things that I do sporadically are now a non-negotiable. I get to curate a routine that is capable of holding me. It's the foundation upon which I can build the new infrastructure, the new outlets. And seeing this as an opportunity is my work, not as a responsibility, not as, oh, this is so hard. I want to wake up and I want to just be able to like lay around and lounge around. Yes. And that way of being for me is a match to a life that I'm no longer willing to settle for. To create this music that I feel in my body means that I get to step outside my comfort zone and get to access deeper parts of myself that I've never accessed before. And to do that, I get to support my entire beingness. And so that's what I'm going to do. And I'm stepping into this podcast again after a month because I realized this podcast is a way for me to do that. This podcast is a way for me to voice what's going on. So it's an outlet because I know that literally I speak about what is happening in my life from my perspective and it provides value to you. That is a literal, this moment is me turning my pain into purpose. And how interesting that over the last several months of difficulty, I've done less of this. How interesting that if I really look at it, I've been traveling so much and figuring out a routine that I actually have fallen out of the amount of meditation that I normally do. I've fallen out of the self-love practices that I used to do, like take baths, go surfing, go to the gym. As we've been traveling, there's been very little gym access. There's been almost no surfing. There's been no baths. Even where I'm staying now, there's no bathtub. And so in these moments of difficulty, it can spiral on itself and build on itself as we revert to old ways of being. And our superpower, our willpower is in saying, I see what's happening here and I choose something different. I consciously create my reality and I do that with my will, with my intention. And then I take action upon that. And if I'm not willing to take the action to shift my internal state, how am I ever going to expect it to shift? And so, for you, in your life right now, I imagine there's a part of you that can relate to what I'm saying because I believe that it is part of the collective. And so the question is, as you're calling in an even greater version of your life, have you created the systems for yourself to move that greater amount of energy out? Have you created the outlets for your emotional experience? Have you created those? Are you supporting yourself at the level necessary to be in your highest state? If you can feel it in your system right now that you haven't, consider this your invitation to do so. Know that I am actively doing it myself. I don't have the answers. I am human, and so are you, and we're in this together. I encourage you to find the support that you need to help you with this process. I encourage you to invest in yourself. I'm literally contemplating. I reached out to someone for support, and I have a potential offer of working with them in a coaching capacity, and they would charge me somewhere between $50,000 and $100,000 to do so. That's a lot of money. That's a lot of money. And I know that if it feels right in my system, it's worth it. People pay me more than that to work with me, so I recognize that there's value in that. It's just a matter of what is it that my system actually wants? What is it that it's calling for? And can I listen deeply enough and then take the action to give my soul what it's yearning for? If you want help with your creative process and becoming a match to your highest vision, I have a video course online. I just launched it. It's called Unlock Your Inner Artist. You can go to unlockyourinnerartist.com. It's only a few hundred dollars. It is something I believe in so wholeheartedly. I'm literally stepping into that process today to create this music. I use it. I know it works. If you're wanting deeper support and you don't want to pay for it, join online groups, go to meetups, reach out to your friends and family. If you want deeper support than that from people, coaches, hire them. Do what you need to do to create the support system in your life for who you want to be. That's what I'm doing. And I hope you'll do the same. I appreciate you so much. And I want to remind you that always, in all ways, you are seen, you are heard, and you are loved.